I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Ferret Productions and Sierraway Media. Here is your Eastern Sierra News. The City of Bishop has a Planning Commission vacancy. One seat on the Planning Commission will expire in July of 2026. The City of Bishop is seeking persons interested in serving on this commission. All interested persons may contact Bishop City Hall at 760-873-5863, extension 124. Applications and descriptions of duties and responsibilities of the commission are available at City Hall, located at 377 West Line Street in Bishop, or on the city's website at cityofbishop.ca.gov. Applications will be accepted until 4 p.m. on Friday, June 5th, 2026. Assemblyman Tangipa calls for immediate passage of AB 1560 following guilty plea by Governor Newsom's former chief of staff. Yesterday, Dana Williamson, former chief of staff to Governor Gavin Newsom, pleaded guilty in federal court in Sacramento to three felony counts: conspiracy to commit bank and wire fraud, subscribing to a false tax return, and making false statements to federal investigators. As alarming as the conviction itself is, what emerged in a post-hearing interview when reporters asked whether Williamson would be permitted to return to work as a lobbyist or consultant after serving her sentence, her attorney answered yes and suggested those with concerns take the matter up with the legislator. Assemblyman David Tangipa, Republican of Fresno, is answering that challenge directly with AB 1560, authored by Assemblyman Tangipa, would close the loophole that currently allows individuals convicted of public corruption, fraud, and related offenses to re-enter California's political and lobbying arena after serving their time. Under AB 1560, those convicted of crimes involving the abuse of public trust would be barred from registered lobbying in California. More on this can be found on our website at crwave.net. Well, Republican Kevin Kiley, Independent California, sent a letter to Leader Hakeem Jeffries urging him to support his legislation, H.R. 4889, a bill that prohibits mid-decade redistricting unless a federal court orders a new map to be drawn. I have opened a discharge position to bring this legislation to a vote on the House floor. No one is winning with the redistricting wars. Our country is losing, and it is past time for cooler heads to prevail. For the sake of our democracy, this chaos must end. More on this can be found on our website at crwave.net. Well, LPP got the opportunity to go to the movie theaters yesterday to review the highly anticipated Mortal Kombat 2. We found it to be a delightful, entertaining ride packed with intense action, fan favorite characters, brutal fight scenes, and plenty of fun for longtime fans of the franchise. From the over-the-top combat to the nostalgic callbacks, the film delivers exactly what we think audience expect from Mortal Kombat: pure entertainment on a big screen. You can go watch our review on that on Sierra Wave Media, Facebook, or at bishoptwintheater.com. So new this week is Mortal Kombat 2 and being held over as The Devil Wears Prada. You can find more information, like I said, on their website at bishoptwintheater.com. Well, what are the new incoming traffic impacts from Caltrans? State Route 168 West pole replacement on State Route 168 near Aspendale. Utility crews will replace poles in the following locations: from Reservoir Road to South Lake Road and from just west of Big Trees Road to Starlight Drive. Work is scheduled Tuesday through Thursday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. There'll be one-way traffic control and drivers may experience five-minute delays. Moving up the hill to Mono County, there's Mammoth Lakes pavement marking on State Route 203 from Meridian Road to US 395. Crews will paint fresh pavement markings in both directions Monday through Thursday, 7 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. There will be intermittent lane closures and drivers may experience brief delays. June Lake utility work on State Route 158 from North Shore Drive to Big Block Road. Utility crews will replace poles on Tuesday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. There'll be one-way traffic control and drivers may experience 5-minute delays. Conway Summit utility work on US 395 from State Route 167 to Virginia Lakes Road near Mono Lake. The northbound outside lane and shoulder will close while utility crews replace poles on Tuesday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Drivers may experience 5-minute delays. Then Sonora Junction crack sealing on US 395 from Swagger Creek Road near Bridgeport to just south of Shingle Mill Flat Picnic Area and Walker Canyon. Crews will seal cracks in the roadway Monday through Thursday, 7 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. There'll be one-way traffic control and drivers may experience 5-minute delays. Now remember, with all these delays, these are just the new incoming. There's ongoing, which can be found at our website at sierrawave.net. I'm Jason Brown bringing the news. For 30 years now, we've been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it. Talking about the people who shape it, we have tons of interviews out at Sierra Wave Media on Facebook. Just click on Reels and check them out. These are the people that are shaping your community. Thank you for tuning in and listening.